Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You're listening to the Dot and Tyler Radio Empire.
Yes, you are. Comedians Drew Lynch and Justin Foster are going to stop in and say hi to us for a little bit. They're at the Funny Bone this weekend in Omaha, but they are sold out. Drew sold out the place. Good for him. And our friend Austin Anderson called, and if you're in Wichita, he's the loony bin this weekend. He will make the show. He barely made our phone call, right? And our old friend T.J. Miller back in the studio with us next week.
That's next week, huh?
Yeah, it is next week. And then Dave Attell. We haven't seen Dave since maybe 2000 in person.
I was going to say at least 15 years.
At least, if not longer.
Yeah,
I think so. I think, been a long time. And he's one of the best out there. So looking forward to that. That's coming up next couple weeks. Craig's with us. It's Friday.
Not a day too soon.
All right.
It was on this date in 1955. Dr. Jonas Salk's polio vaccine was termed safe, effective, and potent.
But I don't know.
By the morons at the University of Michigan Polio Vaccine Evaluation Center.
Complete morons. God, back into that crap. If social media was around, I don't know. It gave my kid polio. No, it cured him, you dumbass. I don't know, Craig.
So about half of the people in a dry spell say that it is a good thing.
Oh, we've still
some saved 25% and said they saved money.
That's because that's dudes we mentioned, right? Now.
Yeah. 26% say they spent more time with friends. That's not always good.
No, because then you get all pissy because nobody's getting laid.
Right, because your friends are
and you get no fight in the bar because you're all pissy.
Yeah, your friends are going to tell you, why don't you go get laid? Right.
And then another 27% admit to coming out of the dry spell with a, quote, better understanding of their sense of self.
I was at a bar.
Oh, shut up.
Seriously. Shut up. I know.
I need to get a better understanding of me.
Yeah. You still get
shut
laid.
Shut up.
Right.
You got, by the way, you have 23 hours and 5 minutes the rest of the day, and then you can still have sex.
55 minutes.
Oh, that's what I meant. 55 minutes. And then the rest of the day, get in touch with yourself.
Yep. Figure out why no one wants to bang you. Get in touch with that part.
Right. You, it's a new generation.
Yeah. The opioid epidemic is estimated to have cost federal and state governments more than $35 billion in lost tax revenue. The researchers at Penn State say the losses are due to lost jobs because of opioids. They estimate that opioids were responsible for a loss of about 1.5 million participants from the labor force from about 2000 to 2016. From that, they determined that state governments lost about $12 billion over that time due to the reduction in the workforce.
Hold it. Who made a lot of money, though?
Oh, yeah. And a lot of that money went to politicians.
Yes. Who are, by the way, telling drug guys not to testify.
Sure.
So and Republican politicians, right. by the way, are telling drug guys not to testify.
It's all worth it. Right.
Yeah, the Fed's estimated to have lost about $26 billion.
You dead kids, no big deal. A lot of profit out there, Todd. It's profit.
Oh, yeah, that's your collateral damage.
Right.
I'm sure Democratic congressmen have benefited as well.
Yeah, but these two guys, is a current one right now, that Jordan and another guy are encouraging, two Republicans are encouraging drug company executives not to testify.
Bastards. Just when I was starting to like Republicans. Tyler throws that at me.
It's that guy, too, that hid the sexual scandal at Iowa State, that dude. Or that Ohio place where he was at. Yeah. That freak.
Here's a story
the oil changing guy. Remember the guy who didn't report oil changing?
Oh, that guy. Good guy.
Here's a story out of California, but at the same time, I'm aware of this happening in our town recently. California high school officials are investigating a senior prank letter that circulated throughout the Snapchat. The letter, seemingly written by officials at North Monterey County High School, told students via social media that all male seniors would have their genitals inspected and be separated into groups based on their circumcision status.
So the
letter even featured the superintendent's signature as to pass it off as official.
And it went to who?
It circulated on the social media.
Got it. Okay. So
okay.
And so all the kids thought that this was going to happen Monday when they showed up at school.
And so they didn't show half of them? Nobody's looking at my junk.
No, in this case, it was the school wrote on
Jim's
a Facebook
post. Jim's got an anteater. Check it out.
That it was a prank and there'd be a follow-up investigation.
Where were they supposed to report?
To the penis room.
And who was doing the inspecting?
I can't answer those things. I didn't see the letter.
And it wasn't a Catholic school? I think the Catholic school, I think it actually is a letter. It gets
No.
did anybody ask any questions? That might be what I would do. I might ask some questions.
Yeah, why do you need to know if
so
I'm circumcised?
So I heard about one of these floating around for one of the local schools.
Okay. Right.
Yes, and I was asked about it. And they said, what is this? I haven't heard of this. And they told me about it, and I said, well, it's fake.
Yeah.
I said, you can't
do that. Right.
You just can't. And there is no reason for it. There's no benefit to it.
If somebody of power at a high school wants to see your junk, they can't ask that.
Well,
That's foreskin discrimination.
that too.
These kids are dumb.
Yeah.
And so I had to keep, but it looked like it was real. It had.
Oh, you told a kid this?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
At that school?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, no, not at the school that it showed that it was coming from.
Right.
Uncle Craig, what's this?
Yeah. Did you walk into the school with an FBI federal boob inspector shirt on? they might be dumb enough to fall for that.
No, it was my...
At high school, you're a freak.
It was my, I'm not a gynecologist shirt, yeah. But I'll take a look.
Well, that's real. But that's for college-age girls only.
Only. Yeah.
Yes, otherwise it'd be weird.
And older.
Right, and older. Oh, yeah, much older. Yeah, up to a certain point.
Right, but wear that to the bar tonight, federal boob inspector, because that one works
I'm
every
Dr.
time.
I'm Dr. Feltersnatch. I still have that jacket. I'll wear that. I'll wear the Dr. Feltersnatch
Chicks
jacket.
Chicks dig a guy with a federal boob inspector T-shirt.
They do.
That's what I hear.
They melt.
That's like
dry spell gone. You wear that shirt.
Yeah, it's like starting on second base. You're already halfway home.
Right.
And if you want to accessorize, you can get a badge, too. To put on the T-shirt,
federal boob.
It also says
a badge.
A badge, yeah. B-A-D-G, badge.
So I had to. These letters apparently look very real.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Have
they
the real signature on them.
It's easy to do nowadays with the technology. You can do anything.
But I just couldn't convince this person that it wasn't real.
Did you ask them?
They thought that it came from a real sort. The
and
person
why would they want to know if people were circumcised? Why'd the guy even think that that was possible? Was it a guy
just
or a girl?
It was a girl.
Okay.
Okay.
Just because it looked so official, and the person from whom they had gotten it on the social media believed it as well.
Right.
Is this a generational thing? There's older people, too. Because it appears on a computer screen, because it came on the internet, it has to be true.
Yeah.
Nobody ever fakes anything up on the internet.
I think it's anybody. I don't think it's just generational. I've had older people say to me, hey, did you see that? And I go, no, that's wrong. And it's not, it's just wrong. Not a political thing, just something is wrong, you know?
Right.
I've had to do that myself. No, it's wrong.
It's just not
and
right.
And then when I hear it in a group of people I don't know, but they're kind of near you, and you don't want to get in their conversation, it's not your fault. And you just want to go, oh, I got to go over there and tell these people they're just wrong. And it'd be something like that.
Yeah.
Similar thing. I saw this letter. It's true. Oh, I'm going to say something.
Yes, I'm going to. No. Yeah, but these people were starting to get upset. You can't do that.
No, yeah.
Oh. Yes, even another mother had gotten on board and said.
My kid's not whipping his junk
you
out.
You can't do that.
Yeah, you get to fake.
No, it's not real. Well, so-and-so says it is. Well, it's not. You can't do that. No genital inspecting by the officials
no.
at school.
No matter how much they try.
So did you
this is just a
anything?
Confession, kid. Don't worry about it.
In this argument?
No. But at least I planted the seed of that's just not right. Find out more about it.
Right.
Ask somebody.
Right.
Or perpetuate it. Send it to all your friends and say, no, we're going to have to do this.
Sleeve or not.
Over halfway through an Alaska Airlines flight from San Francisco to Philadelphia, they had to divert to Chicago. One of the passengers...
Well, at least you made it halfway.
Yeah. One of their fellow passengers tried to break one of the rules and smoke on the airplane.
Oh, jeez. I would have.
Who does that?
Asshat. I mean, well, first of all, why stop the plane? Just say, hey, can't smoke, yeah. and we're going to fine you when we land.
Smack the cigarette out of their
hands. They might not have found out until they got on the land why the smoke detector
right.
was going off.
Exactly.
All they got is a smoke detector. Yeah, we should probably put it down.
That's probably what happened, Pushy, right?
Oh, no, they were just sitting right there, had a smoke. And they said, don't do that. And the passenger refused to comply and tried to light up another cigarette.
What a douchebag.
Oh, are you doing it right out in the open? Right.
Yeah.
Not even in the lavatory?
Yeah. As I understand.
Not because you need to smoke.
About an hour before right. they were supposed to land in Philadelphia, pilots were forced to divert to O'Hare in Chicago. Police there say they were asked to meet the plane because of a cigarette lighting passenger who was somewhat belligerent. It added an hour onto the red-eye flight since the plane then needed refueling.
Red-eye.
Chicago police say they did not make an arrest. The FBI and the U.S. Marshals say they did not make an arrest. Unclear if the passenger
kicked his ass off the plane, though, didn't
will face any punishment for their actions.
All right.
Yeah, they did.
I was on a flight recently, and they wanted to see her penises, and I had to tell everybody it was fake. But by halfway through, they weigh their pants down.
If you're circumcised, you get window seats.
And then, of course, if you can't beat them.
Join them.
Yeah.
They said,
no, go ahead, beat them.
All the sleeves in the aisle, they said.
That's another good place to wear the federal boob inspector t-shirt.
On a plane when you're flying?
On the airport.
Oh, is
airport,
it?
Right? Oh, yeah.
Federal.
Okay. I
by the way, it's
that.
Federal. It's not state or local.
Yeah.
It's federal boob inspector. That way it can be across state lines.
I didn't realize that.
Oh, yeah. And then after you go through security, you stand around with the TSA guys.
Yeah.
And
discuss it.
You look official with the T-shirt on.
Right. That makes sense.
Say, excuse me, ma'am.
Right.
There's always a gut involved,
yeah.
too. There's a little bit of pooch. There's a pooch happening with that guy.
Ma'am, you can see I'm a professional. Just put your hands down. Or up. Whichever. For car guys, this might be this is kind of a cool deal. General Motors confirming a mid-engine Corvette coming out.
When's the last time? Was there ever a mid? Because the Corvettes I remember were, basically front-loaded.
Yeah, the engine. This will have the engine behind the driver for the first time.
Man,
going to be out in the middle of July.
That could fly. Spin out too, I'm guessing, but. With the new technology.
Properly weighted.
Yeah, you're right. Oh, yeah, it's a new model.
Yeah, yeah, it's properly weighted.
Have you seen the video? It's a cool video. If you want to, there's a couple videos that do make you tear up a little bit on the internet that are good. And it shows this old man walking to a parking lot with his grown daughters. And he sees a green 1973 Mustang. No, excuse me, 1973, British Racing Green 1973 Corvette. And he looks at it, and he goes, hey. And of course, one of the kids in the back is videotaping on his phone. He goes, that's like the one I used to have. And then, Dad, what, really? I don't remember that. You weren't born yet. I had to sell it in 1972, the year of the guy's audio. And he walks over to it, and he points to it. And he goes, yeah, that's an automatic. Mine was a shift, but yeah, this is a car. You kids were small. I needed the money, and I got rid of it. And, and he goes, yeah, that's a good-looking car. Good for that guy. And he's totally believing it. That's not going to be his, obviously.
Of course.
And They go, Dad, what's the license plate you had on? Well, the license plate said he gave it had a personalized nickname license plate. And they walk around the back. He looks down, and it's that license plate.
Whoa.
And then he looks at his daughter, and then he hugs her for like 10 minutes.
Oh, wow.
Have you seen a puss?
I've seen, if not that one, something similar.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. And it was, you know, hate to be sappy, but it was a good thing in a messed up world.
Beautiful thing.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
Banged your mom in that.
That's what he said.
A couple of times.
I took care of your mom in that.
Little Jimmy started out right there.
I showed her my sleeve. First time in this vehicle.
She's gone now. And then they bring in a lady that looks just like her mom.
And he bangs her.
And he goes in the back seat.
Yeah.
I teared up.
There's no back seat. It's a.
Oh, yeah.
It's a vet.
So she just
leaned over.
She climbed
on him right now.
Yeah, I recently read a similar story.
That is how it ends.
That's where I teared up.
Yeah.
Apparently, Bryce Harper.
Chubbed up, too.
You know, after he signed his big deal here recently. Apparently, the story said that, you know, back in high school or something, his dad had to sell some antique gun that he owned.
Oh, really?
For money for baseball trips or whatever. Signed this big deal, went back and found
the antique gun.
And gave it to his dad for Christmas. Yeah. You know, oh, this looks just like, no, it's the one that you had.
Bang your mom with this gun. That's where you started there, Bryce. Everything has banged your mom, which is true. Hang on. We're almost breaking, puss. All right.
All right, then we won't do this.
All right.
You can bid on JFK's last known autograph.
He signed it that morning, walking
into
the car?
Yeah, they've got video of it 2 hours before he was shot.
2 hours, man.
Yeah. Just wild.
Yeah, how much? You think it's going to go
for? Well, you can bid on it. Auction starts today, goes through May 11th.
Is it on? What's it on? Like a?
It is at, let's see, Golden Auctions, G-O-L-D-I-N.
Grandpa was Lee Harvey Oswald. I got him his gun back.
Yeah. Hey. A firefighter is under arrest for allegedly walking into a 7-Eleven in Middletown, Rhode Island, naked.
Oh, he's a fireman.
Oh, yeah. Was he posing for one of them calendars?
Yeah, there you go.
One of them charity calendars?
No, I guess he was walking around asking if anybody needed a hose.
Oh, that's clever.
Not true. Authorities say that...
Firemen have the longest hoses. That's another great t-shirt to wear. They love that. The chicks love that t-shirt.
Authorities say that 60-year-old John Walsh...
60.
Fire captain there in Massachusetts, went in the store, bought a soda completely in the naked.
Naked and 60.
The store's owner called 911. The 60-year-old Walsh told police he did it because his 30-year-old girlfriend dared him to do it, and he thought that being naked was legal in the state.
He's pulling a 30-year-old, though.
Exactly.
You know what she looks
you
like.
Will do what she says.
Yeah, you're right. You want to get some of this, go in naked.
Where you want me to walk naked?
We might do it, too.
Oh, might.
when we hit 60.
I don't know firemen to be that cocky.
No.
A lot of the firemen are real humble guys.
Yeah.
They wouldn't do something like that.
Comedian Drew Lynch and Justin Foster in the production room and Puss's room are going to come in here in just a second. They're at the Funny Bone this weekend. But if you don't have tickets, you can't get them. Sold out, right? Sold out. All right. Sold out. All right. Come on back.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.